McDonald's says it's no longer realistic to expect double-digit revenue growth. The world's largest restaurant chain reported its first-ever quarterly loss this week and announced plans to close hundreds of restaurants. The company got some good news this week when a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit accusing it of causing children's obesity. But health concerns may continue to trouble the burger chain and its fast food competitors. NPR's Scott Horsley has the second of two reports.
McDonald's hailed this week's court ruling as a victory for common sense. Spokesman Walt Riker says the accusation that McDonald's food causes obesity was frivolous from the get-go.
Look at our menu. You know, what do you see there? It's meat, bread, chicken, salads, potatoes, milk, and it all can fit into a well-balanced diet.
McDonald's legal victory is not altogether savory, though, since the chain essentially had to argue that everyone should already know how fattening its food is. In terms of public perception, New York marketing consultant Alan Siegel says McDonald's is not off the hook.
As the leading fast food company in the world, they're going to be a lightning rod for a real concern about nutrition and the fact that their products are high in calorie and high in fat. They're going to have to deal with it.
Siegel, who consults for companies like Johnson & Johnson and American Express, says obesity has become the health issue of the moment. Just over a year ago, the Surgeon General warned that excess weight has reached epidemic proportions, and that left unchecked, it could soon cause as much preventable illness and death as smoking. Greg Kreitzer says all the new attention is worrisome for fast food companies. Kreitzer is the author of the new book, Fatland, How Americans Became the Fattest People in the World.
Where McDonald's has kind of skated for years, because the mantra in food circles was there's no such thing as bad food. There's only eating the wrong way or too often. That is starting to change, and increasingly in public health circles, you will hear a very forceful argument made with science that a typical McDonald's meal is bad food.
Kreitzer says we're eating a lot more of our food now in fast food restaurants, four times as much as we did just a generation ago. And those fast food meals keep getting bigger. A supersized order of McDonald's French fries, for example, has 610 calories, three times the size of a 1960s order. Cheap ingredients help make that possible. Kreitzer says it was McDonald's director David Wallerstein who started the trend in the 1970s, persuading the company's skeptical founder that larger servings would lead to larger profits.
Ray Kroc's thought was, if people want more fries, they can just buy two bags of fries. And Wallerstein said, look, people want more fries, but they're not going to want to order two for themselves. And so eventually he did prevail, and McDonald's introduced the large-size fries, and the result of that was a big surge in sales. What scientists have found in more recent years is that the very presence of a larger portion will induce a person to eat more food.
That's the unhealthy foundation for all supersized fast food combos. The Surgeon General warned that a person who eats a double cheeseburger, extra large fries, and a 24-ounce soft drink would have to run for 2.5 hours just to work off lunch. But it's not just health officials or class action lawyers who are leading the Big Mac attack. Some Wall Street stock analysts are also sounding the alarm about the business risk of selling high-fat food. Analyst at UBS Warburg argued in a recent report that companies known for high-fat and sugar products could face new restrictions on their advertising or requirements to post explicit warning labels about the danger of overeating. Warburg analyst Caroline Levy says a reputation for selling unhealthy food may hurt a company's stock price. And slowly but surely, she says, consumers are changing their habits.
It may only be 1 or 2% of the population that each year starts to behave a little differently, eat a little less fat, a little less sodium, and it is in the interest of these companies to reposition themselves to capture that shift.
McDonald's has already made some changes. It's reducing the amount of artery-clogging trans fat in its cooking oil, and this year the company plans to add a new line of premium salads. Levy says it's not easy for companies to make those kinds of adjustments.
What they have to be very careful about is not contaminating the public's view of the existing products by highlighting better-for-you products. I think that's a fine balance that they have to maintain.
But while change is risky, analysts say, not changing is even more so. Unless fast food customers can stop letting out their belts, fast food shareholders may wind up tightening theirs. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.